To summarize, the letter C in front of back vowels A, O, U has the sound K. Casa, colore, cubo. This will represent no problem for English speakers. The letter C in front of the front vowels A and E in Italian is pronounced with the sound CH. Ceramica, Cina. Yes, this would represent a problem because based on the norm of English phonetics, you would pronounce normally this as ceramica and Cina. Let's move on now. The letter, how do we produce the sound K in front of front vowels A, E? Italian inserts the letter H. So we look at orchestra, chimica. Yes, this does represent a problem because the cluster C-H-E, I'm using English, would naturally be pronounced as CHE. The cluster C-H-I would naturally be pronounced as CHI in English. So pay attention to this. Now we look at the other side and we look at the back vowels, A, O, U. The letter C in front of the back vowels produces ka, ko, ku. How do we produce cha, cho, chu? The convention is to insert the letter, the vowel E before the back consonant. Therefore, ciao, cioccolato, ciuffo. This also could represent a problem, because if you didn't know how ciao is pronounced and spelled, you could look at it, the English speaker could look at it and pronounce it ciao, cioccolato, ciuffo. So pay attention to this distribution. Focus on back vowels and front vowels, and you will find some kind of a regular pattern. It's not an absolute symmetrical pattern, because in one case we use the letter H, in another case we use the vowel I to modify the sound of the letter C, but you get at least a complete picture that you can more or less make sense of.